Sports Talk with Joe Smith is proud to present Behind the Scenes with IU Vice President and Director of Athletics, Fred Glass, brought to you by IU Athletics. Come on back home again to Indiana. It's a whole new ballgame. Buy tickets now at IUHoosiers.com. Now, from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana, here's Joe Smith and Fred Glass.
Well, and moving along, our final show of February, getting ready for a big month of March in hoops, swimming and diving and everything else. You know the story evolving around both the men and women's basketball programs this winter. Spring sports are in high gear and a time to, well, go behind the scenes tonight on a Tuesday night at Indiana University. And stepping in for Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass, one of his top associate ADs, Erica Neuberger. Fred away at the Big Ten meetings. Eric is Associate AD for Facilities and External Alliances and fully engaged these days, well, into many things, but fully engaged into the renovation of Assembly Hall. We'll get an update, plus our Fred Glass honor roll, and Eric will take care of honoring the department and Employee of the Month as we wrap up the month of February. A little bit later, memories from an outstanding season in girls' high school hoops as Gary Sims in the house with the Edgewood Lady Mustangs, huh? The Edgewood girls, WIC and sectional queens, led by a quartet of seniors who closed their prep careers in noteworthy style. So that's what's on our plate here tonight for a little Tuesday conversation, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. BTS with IU Associate AD Eric Neuberger and the Edgewood Lady Mustangs as we wrap up February. Along with our producers tonight, Rob Humphrey high atop our One City Center studios downtown, on site producers Joanna and Mike Glasscott, and behind the scenes brought to you in part by IU Athletics and the rest of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, and welcome to Yogi's for a night of a sports conversation. And as I mentioned, one of Fred Glass's chief aides in the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics at IU, Eric Neuberger, joining us. And Eric, a faithful follower here to Yogi's, but a first time on the radio. But Eric, welcome to the show. And boy, I tell you, it is a busy time of year, is it not?
It sure is. Thanks so much, Joe, for having me.
Well, I tell you, you know, we enjoy and we've worked with everyone, all of the associate ADs, save you, and now we got you, and you're quite busy because, well, the IU swimmers and divers, the women, just finished up another fantastic Big Ten championship meet up in Ann Arbor. The fellas go and start tomorrow at West Lafayette, and you're the sports administrator for that sport. Those sports, how rewarding has it been there?
It's been fantastic. You know, swimming is a sport that I grew up around, so I've really enjoyed getting to work with Coach Luz and Coach Johansson to see our men and women perform really well. We were in Ann Arbor this past weekend, and the women achieved second place out of the 13 teams in the Big Ten that compete in women's swimming and diving, and that's the eighth year in a row that Indiana University women's swimming and diving has placed either first or second in the Big Ten.
You know, I've not had a chance to talk to her personally or interview her just yet, but tell me a little about this freshman sensation, Lily King.
Lily King is an amazing athlete. She's a homegrown Hoosier. She comes from the Evansville area and is really one of the great up-and-coming American swimmers with a real chance to represent the United States in Rio. This past weekend, she ended up achieving the Freshman of the Year for the Big Ten after winning several events and leading relays to some championships as well. So she's really a special athlete.
You know, I talked to Ray, and we'll talk to him and get in touch with him a little bit later tonight for our coverage the rest of the week with the men. But much like the women, this women's team, very, very flexible with top stars, young stars. Gia D'Alessandro, she won a title. But as I say, up and down the squad, it was fantastic the way they finished second. And again, we must point out they finished second to Michigan, the host, and they know about every square inch of the Cannon Natatorium.
That's true, they do. And you know, when you look back at Lily Swim, 100 breast in particular, she was the third fastest American to ever swim that event in that course. So that's really quite amazing. And Haley Lips winning the 500 freestyle, and And Gia D'Alessandro in the 200 fly is excellent as well.
Well, as Eric Neuberger joining us, who is associate AD and also is sport administrator for swimming and diving. The men get going, and they were third last year. And you talk about a talent-laden team over on the men's side. It's going to be interesting to see how the Hoosiers do between tomorrow night, Eric, and Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this as well. Our men's team is ranked eighth in the country right now. Michigan is the fifth-ranked team in the country, so you can see that they're shaping up to be a great matchup between those two great swimming programs. And just similar to the women, the men have placed in the top three in the Big Ten Championship for each of the last 5 years and are really looking to get to the top of that list here this year.
You know, Eric, we gave your title as Associate AD for Facilities and External Alliances. And when we kind of define External Alliances, that's where you start wearing a lot of hats. Talk a little about the responsibilities and really everything that's involved under External Alliances.
Yeah, so if you think about external alliances, it's really the partnerships that have some strategic value to the IU Athletic Department. And so some of the big ones are Indiana University Sports Properties, who produce the radio broadcast for IU Athletics, and also market our sponsorships to the rest of the world. And then there's organizations like Adidas. Adidas is our great partner on the apparel and shoe front, and we've recently extended our agreement with them through 2024, which is something we're really excited about.
Well, indeed, and it's been a great relationship there, and it's been the strength of the partnership, and it's been a good for both sides, hasn't it?
It's been fantastic. You know, we first married up with Adidas as a department in 2004, so this agreement takes us through 20 years. And before that, some of our individual programs, such as soccer and basketball, had relationships with Adidas as well. They've been great partners, and one of their leaders is an IU alumnus who played soccer at Indiana, Chris McGuire, and he's been a great friend to Indiana.
Well, you helped broker, obviously, the deal. So how much give and take is there in you know, we're talking a lot of money, and we're talking 24 athletic teams. How stressful did that negotiation kind of get before you sprung the handshake?
Well, it was a great process. You know, it took about a year, and we really did our research, which is something that Fred has really challenged us always to do. Did our research, and we knew we had a great partner, and this only confirmed it. So when we signed the deal back in August, it was the fifth largest deal of any apparel and shoe deal of any university in the nation, which is really a great testament to the Indiana University brand. And you're right, it is a lot of money in dollars and in product, which really over the 8 years of this agreement is over $50 million, averaging about six and a half each year.
Oh, I tell you, and it like I say, it's not going to get any cheaper. It's only going to get more expensive to do what Indiana does, and they do everything in first-class fashion, no question about that. I know you're in charge of a lot of facility improvements. We want to save the Assembly Hall, the soon-to-be-named Simon Scott Assembly Hall, come fall of next year. But, you know, it was interesting, the Cuban Center, Eric, really got some national press earlier, and boy, I tell you, the young men and women aspiring to be journalists in the field, that has flat taken off since Mark Cuban gave us the gift, and boy, was that well received. Great to see Mark Cuban come back, and a few of the notables in the industry of radio and television.
Yes, that's a gem of a project. The Mark Cuban Center for Sports Media and Technology is going to begin its construction here in May. Those facility improvements are going to be bid out very soon, and that'll be located in the space that's in the southeast hallway of the entry level. So it's really going to be special. The public will be able to look in and see the students at work. We're going to have a fantastic virtual reality studio.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Some great editing stations, and one of the really neat things about it is the students at Indiana University who are going to be learning about doing this as a career are going to have the chance to have really unfettered access to the technology available. And it really doesn't do it justice to consider the Cuban Center a place. It's really a series of really robust programs that are going to make Indiana University students more marketable than anybody else.
Well, I wish I mean, that's way above my head. I do well to text and email in a very archaic way, and technology is long past the old man. Spending some time going behind the scenes with Eric Neuberger, Associate AD for Facilities and External Alliances. Before we talk more with Eric tonight, before we go to break, don't forget, only 1 week left for those 2016 football season ticket early bird special. That will end Monday, the final day of February. You can save $5 when you buy or renew online. The season opener, the home opener, is with Ball State on the 10th, and we have 7 home games coming up here for the Hoosiers of Kevin Wilson. So you can order by the deadline and receive a pocket-sized IU hashtag IU football helmet 4-pack. You can find out more at iuhoosiers.com. Just wanted to squeeze that in because you have 1 week left, or less than that, really, as the early bird season ticket special ends on Monday the 29th. We'll spend more time with Eric Neuberger when we come back, going behind the scenes here live from Yogi's Grill and Bar. Back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back, everyone. About 20 past the hour of 6 o'clock. A little bit later, those Edgewood champion Mustang girls will be joining us for a little conversation here. Western Indiana Conference champs, sectional champs 2016, and head coach Gary Sims spending some time behind the scenes here with Indiana University Associate AD Eric Neuberger. And, we'll talk a little about what's been going on, because, believe me, Eric is the point person on the what's going on, excuse my dust phrase, if you will, out at the Assembly Hall. But before we talk, Eric, about what's going on and has been going on seriously now, and it's only going to get more serious with construction, how about the seriousness of the home court? And, you can't get much better than what, 16-0 and 13-0. The guys and gals are really playing hoops.
Yeah, couldn't be prouder of these teams. They're fantastic. Coach Morin and Coach Green have really pulled these teams together, and they're putting on a great show at home.
Well, it's going to be a total facelift when it's all said and done, and we're talking about the Simon Scott refurbished Assembly Hall. Well, it's going to be a whole new palette. Yeah, and it would be hard. And now that, I have you in here, we could talk facilities and different sports throughout the rest of the calendar year. But give us a timetable. Where are we right now? We've had a decent weather in the winter to get some things done.
Yeah, the weather has really helped. So we are on time and on budget right now to finish the Assembly Hall project by the beginning of next season. But that's going to mean a very busy spring and summer, beginning as soon as our teams are done competing.
Well, now, what needs to be done, as far as you're concerned with external alliances and everything, there might have to be more than just you helping yourself. Boy, that's going to be a tedious task.
It's a really big job, and of course we have Assistant Athletic Director Chuck Crabb and Assistant Athletic Director Becky Panny, who are really helping in a really wonderful way to get this all done. But there is a big task ahead of us as we move into the bowl of Assembly Hall, so to speak. So in addition to the building that you see coming out of the south side of the building right now, which is going to be a fantastic new lobby and so many restrooms that the lines should be significantly shorter in the future. But a whole lot is going to be happening inside the bowl.
You know, as you develop your own little personal game plan and you talk about these challenges that lie ahead, and March is just a few days away, and then spring and on into the summer, what's on your game plan list? What needs to be done as far as you see it right now, where it is and where it needs to go?
It's a really big task. So beginning March 7th, as soon as we no longer have any more public events in Assembly Hall, we're going to begin immediately working on the hallways, the concession stands, which everyone will be completely redone. Every restroom will be completely renovated to be more accessible and more fan-friendly. The concession stands will be able to serve more people. There will be great digital menus and televisions to keep people entertained while they wait in line. And I think one thing that is something that maybe folks hadn't really thought about was how we're going to tie the new and the old together of this building. Every inch of the floors, ceilings, and walls is going to be addressed in some way. Terrazzo floors, new paint, new ceilings, new lighting. the branding that is going to happen throughout Assembly Hall will really tie things together and will celebrate the history of Indiana basketball in particular.
Yeah, you're getting ready to auction off, aren't you, the old turnstiles, taking us all the way back to the 70s and the old scores bench. You know, Fish and I were up there. I can remember when Haston hit that shot to beat Michigan State when they were number one. We were down on that. Remember, we were down on the floor back then in those days. But pieces of that up for auction and stuff?
Yeah, those turnstiles have really been a great hit. The IU Surplus Store has been auctioning those online, and there are 24 of them, and they're really priceless. They're one of a kind, 24 of a kind, so to speak. So we're really excited about how interested people have been in those.
Well, in addition to everything else you do, we detail, even though water polo's indoors and in the pool, Barry King in his 19th year. He's getting up. I mean, you know, it's the only coach we've ever had in the sport. You're the sport administrator for water polo. Barry's got the women off to a pretty good start because they've been, you know Barry. He goes out and schedules the tough ones, doesn't matter what time of year it is.
He does. He really runs an excellent program in a state that doesn't have high school water polo.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now, they're going to be headed to Harvard for a tournament where they're going to play some of the best in the East. And then, of course, we're in the CWPA conference for water polo. And we were the runner-up last year and the champs the year before. And I know that Coach King wants to be at the top of that list.
Dwayne Goldman's been doing a nice job with the wrestlers. The Big Ten's coming up March the 5th out in Iowa City. And I tell you, they went up and shocked Minnesota early, Eric. And they have more wins this year than they've had in 5 years. So, and he's got a lot of young quality wrestlers that have been scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, they've been really impressive as well, and I know a lot of folks in town have been out to see them at University Gym compete. But as you said, they've won more duels against Big Ten opponents than in the last 5 years, and they're really headed for some big things. We were able to host a great series of competitors this past weekend in a competition that we wouldn't have been invited to in the past, and so we're now leading the charge in the Big Ten.
You know, we always give audio gold stars here, Eric, to familiarize yourself with the Fred Glass honor roll. And, of course, Troy Williams, the co-Big Ten player of the week, what he did last week. Let's hope Troy has hit that consistency mode in what he does well, and that's a score and rebound. He is sharing the award with Brandon Taylor of Penn State. Young freshman of the week out of Denver, Indiana. She went to North Miami. Josie Wood is the co-freshman of the week. She picked up a couple of wins. She's a left-hander, and in due time, you'll see this young lady pitch for the Michelle Gardner's crew out at the softball complex. And congrats out to her as they are early there. And Morgan Dye, a field hockey junior, received here recently the prestigious Jack Tinchner Award that the IU Varsity Club always gives out. They announced that just a few weeks ago. She joins men's soccer sophomore Jack Griffith as Indiana's recipients in 2016. And what that is, the Jack Tinchner Award, is given annually to Indiana's top male and female student athletes that hold the highest individual cumulative GPA among the entire Department of Athletics. So congratulations out to Morgan and Dyer, and she is, or Morgan Dye rather, and she is just getting she's got another year of eligibility left. So that's my job that Fred always gives me. Now it's your job to do his job, if you will, because as we close out things here for the month of February, Eric, we always salute the department in the spotlight and also the employee in the spotlight. So the stage is yours, my friend.
Well, today we're going to highlight a great department that I have the pleasure of working with every day. That's the event management group led by Earlston Bean and Davis Bolsteins and John Bauer. These guys do everything that you see at every event of IU Athletics and manage our relationship with IU Event Services, General Manager Mike Santa. It's a great team.
And how about our employee in the spotlight?
The employee in the spotlight today is John Bauer, who has worked incredibly diligently to rekey our entire athletic complex to increase security and help our staff get where they need to go.
I'll tell you another thing he did well, and you'll attest to that. Remember when we hosted the Big Ten field hockey tournament. That was John's baby, and he did. I mean, you talk about putting in a lot of long hours in addition to what he does. And he's got a great staff that works below him there.
That's right. They're one of a kind. We're really lucky.
You know, that's what makes it so neat. We talk about department heads and what have you and titles and everything, and you've kind of cut your teeth here. I think you told me it's the fourth or fifth year under Fred's tutelage, but you've been here almost a decade, and it's the people behind the scenes, does it not, that really makes, you know, the 24 sports, one team concept what it is?
It is. Everybody's focused on making that experience for student-athletes great and making the experience for our fans who come.
Well, hey, we're glad that you came and broke bread with us here at Yogi's, Eric, and enjoy the rest of the night. Job well done, and we'll be seeing you down the road and getting back to, well, more on the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, more on rowing and golf. They have facility improvements, the Cuban Center. We got new locker rooms for teams. We could do an hour show just with you. So let's do that a little bit later in the spring.
Sounds great, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
Eric Neuberger, Associate AD in charge of facilities and external alliances, and now we know what that is all about, and, well, it entails quite a bit. And when we come back, a special night of celebration for Gary Sims and the Edgewood Girls Hoopsters from Ellettsville, a 17-win season complete with a conference and sectional championships that hadn't been done out at EHS in 12 years. It's a night to honor the Red and Black. Coming up next with the girls and Coach Gary, you're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Well, now. Yeah, the Red and Black from Ellettsville invading Yogi's Grill and Bar. WIC 2016 champions and sectional champs 2016, and Gary Sims joining us, just ending his ninth year. And Gary, like you said many, many times, you've had a lot of teams, but this one, eight played, all 27 games, and first of all, a belated congratulations, but it was a heck of a season to remember, and that's why we're here, to remember some of those memories.
Yeah, well, appreciate you having us first, and it's always good to be here with you, Joe. It was an outstanding season. You know, you look at our team, and nobody's 5'9". You know, Jasmine's 5'9". 5'10", if her hair poofs up some. So, you know, and that's it. We're 5'7". Then we go 5'5", 5'5", 5'2", in our starting lineup. And we won 17 games and won the WIC and won the sectional. That's a team that there's talent, but that's a team that overachieved. You're always excited about a group of kids to do that.
And, you know, you bring in, and I had all these stats and everything, but, you know, one stat you can't define, and that's heart.
That's
and,
right.
But with the size of the hearts and all of these girls that played hoops for you, Gary, it's 110 going up. And so it's just hard to define. So stats are not going to be relevant in our conversation tonight and or with the girls.
And that's okay with us. This group did not worry about stats. They were concerned about being together. At one time, Joe, we were 2-4. And there was no change in the attitude. You think, well, you're 2-4, you need a change in the attitude. No, what we needed was to keep the same attitude we had, which was to keep staying together, playing together. And that's what we did. And the four seniors, three of them are here tonight. Well, that's the key to the locker room. You mentioned a lot of heart. That this team, all nine of them that played on that team, was played a lot of heart.
Well, we're going to bring one of them on right now, and that is Aaron Sherfield. And Aaron, you know, I know you and the other three seniors laid a foundation, and how I know disappointed you guys were last year. Both you and Jasmine underwent those tough doggone injuries, and you couldn't wait for the year to start. Talk about the, you know, what all went into it, and a little about the team chemistry. Needless to say, the results were great.
This year we were really excited to have everyone back and healthy. It was a good time to get to play with Jasmine healthy again because we were both off at separate times. But we were really looking forward to this year because it was our senior year, and we had two goals that we really wanted to accomplish, and we were happy to do it together.
And, you know, things kind of started out rocky. You won your first two, then you hit a little bit of a lull. I said I wasn't going to make stats, but 2-4 after the first six. Then you won eight in a row. Talk about the streak and what went into that as far as you recollect back to, early December on through the first part of the year.
Right. Well, when we were 2-4, we kind of had a discussion as a team and talked about what needed to change, or, well, not what needed to change, but how we needed to stay positive, because even though we were off to a rough start, we still had a lot of games left. And it was key that we stayed positive, and that's what we did. We just kept putting in work, and we saw results.
Well, again, and I got to talk about this defense because the yield was one of the best, Aaron, in the entire state of Indiana, regardless of classification, just under 37 points. How hard was it to, throughout your career, and you can step back and look at it now, how hard was it to play the defense the way Coach Gary Sims wanted to play?
Well, coming in as a freshman, he kind of laid it on strong. He gave us what he wanted, and we tried our best to do it. And over the course of the years, you really just it becomes second nature to you. You know what you're supposed to do, and you do it to the best of your ability.
You know, I mentioned, and Aaron Sherfield joining us. Jasmine Carter will join us here in a second. Gary Sims with us, the head coach of the Edgewood Mustangs. WIC sectional champs for 2016. And before we talk to Jasmine, you know, it was neat that the WIC expanded, and it's going to even expand further with Indian Creek coming into the league next year. But how neat was it with the two divisions and things of that nature, and knowing that there was going to be the very, very first, you know, crossover champion, and you took care of business?
It was a lot of fun, and I really liked the crossover game, not just because it was at home, but because it was something different, and I liked the fact that our conference expanded.
Well, and that was a rematch, wasn't it, with Northview, and that was a gut-wrenching one. Didn't they beat you in overtime earlier in the year?
Yeah, in double overtime.
Double overtime, that's what I thought, yeah. So you take care of business there. And, you know, then the big dream of, and that's always the first goal, is to win your league.
Right.
The next goal is the sectional, and how neat was that? To take care of business like you did, and lo and behold, here you run into those Northview Knights again. But you had this time relatively a short draw, needing two to win it.
Right.
How about that experience of cutting those nets down and being a champ in your senior year?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was so much fun. It was everything I'd ever dreamed it would be, and I'm really glad that we got it our senior year.
You know, behind you are your teammates, and I mentioned right at the top that you played 27 ball games, you won 17 of them, and eight of you girls, you, Jasmine, and six others played in all 27. Talk about the team chemistry again and the flexibility, and how the girls and you two as leaders went about doing your business in that regard.
Well, there's always got to be a balance and respect for one another on the court. And I think that was one of the keys that we had, is that we played together and we knew that we had to respect each other on the floor. So I think whenever we worked together, we saw that that's whenever we played the best, and that's how we continue to do it.
Did you have a favorite moment? I mean, you know, ending and winning the sectional, obviously, but was there a moment in a game that where you came back from way back and went ahead and won? Was there a moment on the bus going on these trips or anything that, you know, will stick in your mind for Aaron Sherfield's life?
Well, there were multiple stories about our fellow senior Tori that are my favorite. However, I think my favorite moment was we were down by four against Northview in the sectional game, and one of their the Lundy girl was shooting free throws, and I remember I looked back on the other free throw line, and their whole team was back there, and they were in a huddle, and we saw one of the girls say, "We've got this," and Jasmine and I kind of looked at each other, and we were like, "We're not giving up yet. There's less than a minute left. There's still a lot of ball game left to be played, though." And as soon as we came and went into overtime, and then Peyton scored right off the bat of the tip-off, that was probably the greatest moment.
Peyton Acuff, as she's talking about, and obviously Tori Curtis, who along with Morgan Johnston were the other two seniors, along with Aaron Sherfield and Jasmine Carter. Well, you're fit as a fiddle. Do you run track or compete in any spring sports? Or are you just going to take the spring off?
I'm taking this spring off.
I don't blame you. You've done plenty.
I've ran track the past 3 years.
That's what I thought. I thought you were in track and field. But how about the next level? You told me early before we came on the air you're going to stick around home and attend Indiana.
Right. I'm going to Indiana University, and as for the next level, I think I'm going to help coach my little sister's AAU team.
Hey.
So stay involved because I obviously love the sport. But
there you go. What do you want to study at IAU? Do you know yet?
No clue.
Okay.
It's plenty.
Yeah. You'll have plenty of time to think about that. Hey, Aaron, thanks for stopping by
and
conversation. We hope you enjoyed your trip in here. And Aaron Sherfield, give it up. Just an outstanding young lady. Now joining us, Jasmine Carter. And, you know, here's a young lady like Aaron in kind of the same line of questioning. And, well, you overcame a lot of stuff. And I'm not talking about other teams' defenses or offenses. Injuries. And how neat was it to do what you accomplished, Jasmine, and win a conference and a sectional?
Well, it was hard ending last year with an injury, and even though I came back for like our last sectional game, I still wasn't even close to where I had been earlier in the year, so it was tough going out like that. And so I was really excited for this year with everybody else, and we had a great year, and everyone else came in with a positive attitude, so that made this season that much more fun.
Well, you know, to be successful when you play under this gentleman here, you better defend. Talk about that process as your development went from early in your career to senior and sectional and conference champion.
Well, every year I've learned something new about defending the post because, like you said, I'm 5'9", and I'm guarding girls who are 6 feet and, you know, taller. So every year I have to figure out, you know, a way to defend down low and be strong. And so I've learned a lot through him and post defense and stuff like that and help. And
well, you know, every, you know, team goals we could talk about till we're blue in the face, and you attain those along with your teammates in the conference and the sectional. But talk about your personal goals. You knew that, you know, knock on wood, you were going to stay healthy. That was probably A1A,
yeah.
B, C, D. But talk about your game and how it evolved and where you kind of wanted to raise the bar to where you got.
Well, just coming from, like, my freshman year, you know, I wasn't really sure about basketball as of my freshman year. And then after that season, I decided that was something that I wanted to focus on, and that's I wanted to go and play college basketball. And I set that goal at the end of my freshman year. And from there on out, every summer, I worked hard. I played AAU. I worked out, you know, every day over the summer and did everything I could to get faster and stronger and a better shot and a better defender. And so it's amazing to see where I've came from my freshman year to now, just to see where I've came from.
Jasmine Carter joining us along with Aaron Sherfield and Gary Sims and the rest of the Edgewood sectional champions. You mentioned the next level. Talk about what's in the near future. Earlham, I know you were highly interested in. What's the latest in that regard?
I am officially signed.
All right.
I'm on the roster. So
let's give her a nice round of applause. That is outstanding. Have you decided that, let's see, that's, where's Earlham, in Richmond?
Yeah.
Richmond, Indiana?
Yep.
So you're taking a pretty good hike from Ellettsville, about 3.5
yeah.
hours or so. Have you decided what you want to, you know, do with your life as far as a student athlete is concerned?
Well, I want to major in bio, kind of go on the pre-medical route,
cool.
And then eventually go to graduate school for physical therapy. So.
Well, you know, Erin talked about one of her great moments was that little conversation, you know, when Northview thought they had you wrapped around their little finger. But a favorite moment stick out with you throughout the course of, you know, winning the conference, winning the sectional, or a regular season game, or a bus trip, or
oh,
an after practice, you know.
Well, like she said, we have a lot of great memories with Tori. She's like our team clown, and she always keeps all of us laughing. So there's a lot of good memories there.
She's been named twice. We're going to have to get her on here in just a second. She's already shaking her head. But go ahead and elaborate some more, because, you know, she's not going to get on the radio tonight.
But I think my favorite overall memory was probably about the same as Aaron, but also going to Northview, beating them twice for a conference championship and then the sectional championship and then getting to cut down their net. So
Yeah, and it was great chemistry, this team. What did you learn as you progressed through your career to serve, you know, to be work hard after going through school studies and what have you, then hitting the hard with Gary? What Coach Sims teach you about life and the sport?
Well, he's definitely taught us how to, like, stay positive because, like, there's so much of basketball that's a mental game. And with us being, like, 2-4 at the beginning of the season and he had us keep a positive attitude, he's been like that throughout the 4 years. So he's definitely taught us how to, you know, look onward and look at the big goals. You know, being 2-4 didn't affect that we won conference and sectionals, and it didn't have any effect on that. So,
you know what? 2-4 on November 17th, that doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
It's what you were after you beat Northview 38-34 in overtime, and you won the doggone sectional and beat them to win the Western Indiana Conference. Those are the important numbers. Jasmine, very delightful young lady. Thanks for stopping in and joining us. And, hey, the best of luck at Earlham. Now, do you compete in any spring sports?
I used to, but I'm actually just going to do training this spring
cool.
and get ready for next year.
You go. Well, we wish you well in your basketball endeavors.
Thank you.
And that biological medical thing is way over my head. That's way too far advanced. Jasmine Carter, everybody, and we'll continue along and be back with Gary Sims and talk a little about the future, what lies ahead, summer ball, you know, everything that goes with it, because these girls that came in tonight, the four seniors, certainly laid a solid foundation, and they raised the bar for the classes of 17, 18, and 19. And Aaron and Jasmine are looking right at him and pointing their finger, and for good reason. Hey, this is hard to do, winning sectionals and conferences. It hadn't been done at Edgewood in 12 years until these girls did it. Back with Coach Gary and closing things out. You're listening to Sports Talk on a night of celebration with EHS Girls Basketball. Back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back, everyone, to Sports Talk. And mentioning the spot there about our Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, class number 6, and representing, the old Ellettsville Eagles. And I think a lot of you old-timers remember the name of Vernon Paff. Vernon Paff will be going into the Hall of Fame in July, representing the city and town of Ellettsville, the old Ellettsville Eagles. And he played in, I think, Gary, that last Edgewood Ellettsville team before they named it Edgewood back in 62 or so. So that'll be in July, but I thought I'd throw that in. Hey, this has been fun tonight, and you know, we stayed away from field goal percentages and things like that. But
good idea.
You know, what you ingrained in the girls, though, was how to win championships
yep.
with defense. And you preached it. I've known you forever, and it's always been a moniker of your, you know, your mode of operandi. And it never was it more of a story than it was this year.
No question. And you know, the girls got to buy into it. You got to have a group that's going to buy into it. And it's not for everybody. But we'll take anybody that wants to work hard and buy into team defense. And our girls did. Hopefully those girls coming back will do the same. One thing I want to say real quick before, you know, neither one of those girls you spoke to talked about themselves down the stretch of the sectional final. Aaron brought up Peyton Acuff making the first basket. But Aaron, under a minute to go, we're down four. And, you know, she's talking about the huddle. She hit a big three with 33 seconds left to cut it to one. And then she hit another big three in overtime. And then Jasmine came up with two big rebounds. So you know, that's why our team was successful, because they didn't worry about all the individual stuff. And it started with our senior leaders, Tori and Morgan as well, and it fed into the whole locker room.
Calling Tori Curtis to the microphone.
Hey!
Oh, she's got it! Whoa! Let's get that.
Which one do you want? Microphone? Okay, go to the microphone, Tori. There you go.
Okay, let's go. Tori, welcome back. And, we hear all these stories now. You know, not only, I mean, you played in all 27 games. What all this mean, being around your team tonight and having a little celebration?
Well, I just love these girls, and I guess I'm not very good at basketball. I don't have a lot of talent. So at least I can motivate them with my sense of humor.
Well, give us a kind of a, you know, there were, you know, long bus trips and what have you, and what, you know, you spent a lot of time together. Talk a little about now, what is, what's Tori Curtis like with that frame of mind, that sense of humor?
I don't know. I just try to keep everybody's, like, smile on their face. Like, there's a lot of times, like, Aaron gets down in a game and, I don't know, I usually say something stupid, but she just, like, cracks up, and that might help her play better, I don't know.
Well, it gets her mind off of things, huh? Now, are you pretty direct? I mean, you know, what you say and things like that?
Or yeah.
They know when you're joking and when you're serious.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite story? Have you got one that pops in into mind? They say the Jersey story.
Okay. Well, I have a really bad temper. And so once, not so long ago, we were playing Shackamack at their court, and I fouled a girl, and she made the basket, and I proceeded to turn around and rip my jersey.
Oh, okay. Any particular reason? Just
I was very angry.
At yourself, yeah.
My mom sewed it. It looks fine now.
Well, it was a good thing that you buried the Lakers that night, 49-25. So really, your foul was irrelevant.
Yeah. It was good that we won that game. Yes, I agree.
Well, you know, you play with a lot of spunk then when you get in, huh? Hey, what did it mean to play for Coach?
We clashed at the beginning of my relationship with him, but the more I got to know him, the better connection that we had, and just like how strong we are as a team, including Coach, and with his leadership really kind of guided us through all of our adversity.
Well, you met adversity head on, and you won a conference Indiana champion, or a Western Indiana Conference championship and a sectional, so he taught you a lot, taught you to be winners. Tori, thanks for stopping in. You enjoying yourself tonight? All right.
Yes, I did.
All right, everybody. Well, that's great. Tori, I didn't think she didn't want to talk, and then she did. Hey, before we got about a few minutes left, but okay. I want to mention the rest of your squad.
Sure.
Malia Shockney, Claire Phillips, Taylor Acuff, and Peyton Acuff, Sarah Gilliland, and Serena Morris, all on your varsity staff.
Right.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Kaylee Myers. She's a freshman right there. We moved her up to the sectional roster Actually, since the Toby Yoho tournament, I think we started playing her, dressing her varsity as well.
There is an important line next to your name, and that's your staff. You want to talk just briefly about who all helped you?
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Hamilton's been with us for 4 years, and he actually coached our seniors in the junior high, so he knows them real well and had a real strong relationship with them. Does a terrific job. Teresa Bland, who's here tonight, she was this is her second year with us and does a lot of, you know, small talk here and there with the kids and keeps encouraging them. And Kurt Simic, who's been at North forever, came over and helped us this year, and he's here with us tonight. And not only is he good at making predictions on who's going to win the game, but very good coach and very knowledgeable, and really appreciated his input. And Brittany McNeely has played for me, and she just volunteered her time when she could. She's busy after Christmas with her job as an accountant, but their input, you know, is invaluable. A great, great staff.
Well, these girls, as I say, they raised the bar, and now I just see on your starting, you just rattled through those names. You got eight back, so the cupboard's not bare. What's the future feeding up through the freshmen to sophomores?
We're excited about the girls that's coming back from the varsity, and we're going to see. We got five girls that really played out of the nine that played in all the games, and so we lose some more height. Our tallest girl is going to be 5'7" next year, so we've got to figure out how to defend 5'7", 5'5", 5'5", 5'2", and whatever we list Taylor at. She's about 5'4", but she's a forward, so we don't list anybody less than 5'6" as a forward. So we've got to figure that out, how we're going to defend with that and really get better at our scoring. Whoever comes in, Kaylee, we're excited about Kaylee stepping up to the plate. And Alex Johnson, who hurt her knee, will be a senior next year, that we need to get her to rehab her knee. But there's some spots to fill. We're going to see what younger players want to do it.
Well, we thank everybody for getting in. By the way, the fellas are looking for their 16th win tonight. They're in the corral, so you get to leave here and go back to the Mustang Corral and wish Dave Mahurin. FYI, that'll be our broadcast game a week from tonight from Brown County. It'll be the old rival, Owen Valley. And Edgewood. Hey, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not play them right off the bat? So, and they're playing Orleans tonight, and that's no pushover team, so tip off there at 7:30. Gary Sims, thank you very much.
We've had a good time. Appreciate
it. Hey, girls, give yourself a real nice round of applause as we start to close things down. Our Employee of the Week, by the way, at the Shortstop Barbecue Train. Our Employee of the Week, hardworking Seth Sanders. Don't forget, we mentioned the Orleans game. That's going to start here in about a half hour. In the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. Big screen, Thursday, the Hoosiers, first place Hoosiers over at Illinois. 9 o'clock on ESPN. And also, the women play at Nebraska tomorrow night, on Wednesday night. To our producer, Well, Rob Humphrey, we've had a whole bunch of them. Jim Ritter in the house as well, and all of our sponsors. And again, our thanks to Eric Neuberger stepping in for Fred Glass, taking us behind the scenes. We're going to take a week off. Indiana plays at Iowa next Tuesday night. Be back in a couple of weeks, and enjoy your week. Again, thanks to the Edgewood Western Indiana Conference champion sectional champs. You've been listening to News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everybody.